The first letter of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians.
Brothers, in the past I could not talk to you as I talked to spiritual people. I had to talk to you as I would to people of the world, babies in Christ. The teaching I gave you was like milk, not solid food. I did this because you were not ready for solid food. And even now you are not ready. You are still not spiritual. You have jealousy and arguing among you. This shows that you are not spiritual. You are acting like people of the world. One of you says, "I follow Paul," and another says, "I follow Apollos." When you say things like this, you are acting like worldly people. Is Apollos important? No. Is Paul important? No. We are only servants of God who helped you believe. Each one of us did the work God gave us to do. I planted the seed of teaching in you, and Apollos watered it. But God is the one who made the seed grow. And the one who waters it is not important. Only God is important, because He is the one who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have the same purpose. And each will be rewarded for his own work. We are workers together for God. And you are like a farm that belongs to God. And you are a house that belongs to God. Like an expert builder, I built the foundation of that house. I used the gift that God gave me to do this. Others are building on that foundation. But everyone should be careful how he builds. The foundation has already been built. No one can build any other foundation. The foundation that has already been laid is Jesus Christ. Anyone can build on that foundation using gold, silver, jewels, wood, grass, or straw. But the work that each person does will be clearly seen, because the day will make it plain. That day will appear with fire, and the fire will test every man's work. If the building that a man puts on the foundation still stands, he will get his reward. But if his building is burned up, he will suffer loss. The man will be saved, but it will be as if he escaped from a fire. You should know that you yourselves are God's temple. God's Spirit lives in you. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, because God's temple is holy. You yourselves are God's temple.
Do not fool yourselves. If anyone among you thinks he is wise in this world, he should become a fool. Then he can become truly wise, because the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. It is written in the scriptures, "He catches wise men in their own clever traps." It is also written in the scriptures, "The Lord knows what people think. He knows they are just a puff of wind. So you should not brag about men. All things are yours. Paul, Apollos, and Peter. The world, life, death, the present and the future. All things are yours. And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God." This is what people should think about us. We are servants of Christ. We are the ones God has trusted with His secret truth. A person who is trusted with something must show that he is worthy of that trust. I do not care if I am judged by you or if I am judged by any human court. I do not even judge myself. I know of no wrong that I have done. But this does not make me innocent. The Lord is the one who judges me.
So do not judge before the right time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light the things that are now hidden in darkness. He will make known the secret purposes of people's hearts. Then God will give everyone the praise he should get.
Brothers, I have used Apollos and myself as examples. I did this so that you could learn from us the meaning of the words, "Follow only what is written in the scriptures." Then you will not be proud of one man and hate another. Who says that you are better than others? Everything you have was given to you. And if this is so, why do you brag as if you got these things by your own power? You think you have everything you need. You think you are rich. You think you have become kings without us. I wish you really were kings. Then we could be kings together with you. But it seems to me that God has given me and the other apostles the last place. We are like men sentenced to die. We are like a show for the whole world to see, angels and people. We are fools for Christ's sake. But you think you are very wise in Christ. We are weak, but you think you are strong. You receive honor, but we are hated. Even now, we still do not have enough to eat or drink or enough clothes. We are often beaten. We have no homes. We work hard with our own hands for our food. People curse us, but we bless them. They hurt us, and we accept it. They say evil things against us, but we say only kind things to them. Even today, we are treated as though we are the garbage of the world, the dirt of the earth. I am not trying to make you feel ashamed. I am writing this to give you a warning, as if you were my own dear children. For though you may have 10,000 teachers in Christ, you do not have many fathers. Through the good news, I became your father in Christ Jesus. So I beg you, please be like me. That is why I am sending Timothy to you. He is my son in the Lord. I love Timothy, and he is faithful. He will help you remember the way I live in Christ Jesus. This way of life is what I teach in all the churches everywhere. Some of you have become proud, thinking that I will not come to you again. But I will come very soon if the Lord wants me to. Then I will see what those who are proud can do, not what they say. I want to see this because the kingdom of God is not talk, but power. Which do you want? That I come to you with punishment, or that I come with love and gentleness?